Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Before we're done today, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to NSO Back to the Future at Wolf Trap. Also, we have a pair of tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul at Jiffy Lube Live. That's this Friday, I believe. So we will give those away before the show is over. Before 9:54:20.
I was a little bit anxious, I'll be honest. I'm not trying to be gross or anything, but all of a sudden a wave hit me, and I was like, oh, the mayor's going to come in. Now everyone's making a big deal about it. I'm going to come in late.
Did you wash your hands at least?
My hands so washed.
They're so clean.
So washed. But I mean, I had to just make sure it didn't get on my phone. I had to just lock in. I had to do, you know what I'm saying, Casey?
Yeah.
I had to lock in, get in, get out.
I'll be honest. I'm not as good at hand washing after number one as I am after number two. It's very cursory and quick, like 15 seconds at most. But after the real business,
sometimes I don't even do it.
After number one?
Yeah, sometimes I don't.
What about after number two?
Oh, always.
Okay, but after number one, sometimes you're just like,
sometimes I'm just like, I'm fine. Mm. They're clean enough.
Your poor computers. Just
you want to come over here and use them?
No, I'd rather not after that latest admission.
You
want
to dap me up?
No. Okay. No, I'll pass. Take a pass on that.
Hey, Valdez, training camp news from the Ravens. Ravens receiver Zay Flowers provided the first big play of camp, as well as the first scare. Electrified the crowd by catching a pass on the slant route, burst upfield for a long TD, but then apparently tweaked his ankle. Missed a few reps, but he was back on the field. It was all good.
Mm-hmm.
Zay Flowers is going to have a bomb year.
He stays healthy, right? I think
he'll be good, but like...
I think he's going to have a good year.
He's in an offense that just does not throw the ball a lot.
I understand that.
But so that suppresses his numbers.
I'm not saying he'd be a number one receiver on my fantasy team, but I think he's going to have a good year.
We have to start getting...
Did you see Travis Hunter on 11-on-11 and 7-on-7? All offensive.
Ooh. That's a good nugget.
All offensive reps.
So what does that mean? He didn't do any defensive reps?
Nope.
I saw that Jackson Dart threw a pick six, I think, on his first pass in Giants camp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure Lamar didn't throw for 4,000 yards and have
40 touchdowns.
42 passing touchdowns.
What did Flowers have last year?
I don't understand.
He's in an offense that doesn't throw the ball.
Okay, maybe I didn't frame that correctly. There are a lot of mouths to feed in that offense where I just don't think he's going to be. Probably worth where you're going to pick him in a fantasy draft. That's
or would I pick him?
I don't know.
You don't have any idea where I'd pick him.
I have no clue.
But he had 75 catches. Now, he didn't score a lot of touchdowns.
I don't know what his ADP is at this point.
75 catches and over 1,000 yards. I mean, you'd like the touchdowns to be up to 8 or 9. But
he's a perfect like number three receiver on your fantasy squad. I don't want him as my number one or number two.
Definitely not number one, but I wouldn't mind number two.
Oh, I love that we're getting into geeky fantasy talk already. Training camps barely started.
I don't know. I'm just reading all the updates from all these teams.
Somebody sent us an article. Apparently, what D. Woods was describing, there was an article written about it in Washingtonian Magazine recently saying that group blind dates are trending. That's the booming trend now.
Apparently it is. I mean, pretty sure that if I were single... I still wouldn't do that in a billion years. That's way too outside of my comfort zone.
It takes a little pressure off, though, of a blind date.
True. Well, I think also it could be especially maybe comforting to, like, women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to go on a blind date maybe with a stranger.
Okay, I can understand that.
You know what I mean? So in a group situation.
There's strength in numbers.
Strength in numbers.
And you have multiple prospects, right? I mean, it was two dudes, four girls. The girls could decide
five,
which guy they
were. Five women, right? It was two... Oh, two it's guys almost and like five women, right?
Oh, you're not even
it's
really,
a group
you're not
date.
Even really hooked up yet.
Right.
No, you
can decide
for the
first
time.
You're just wooing each other.
Right.
It's you early
just,
you, in the wooing
you see who you vibe
too.
With, I guess.
Yes.
In that group setting.
All right, can I ask a question?
A lot of competition.
Can I ask a question
please.
That I'm dying to ask?
Ask it.
I thought Dee Woods had like a significant other. That's not a thing.
Not sure. I don't keep track of that.
And I'm not trying to ask. You know,
on occasion, he has.
But he's going on the radio and he's talking about this stuff, so I assume it's okay for me to ask. I'm not trying to violate any sort of man's code.
I don't have Dee's phone number like JP.
I was always under the impression.
I interact with him sometimes on Twitter.
Yeah.
Now, I could be wrong on this, but he did have a long time.
Yeah, he had a long time bow or something.
He's still, like, and I find this kind of weird. He still, like,
friendly
hangs out with her. Like, they still do stuff
I'm
together.
I'm so confused.
That's
because
weird.
Because he's talking about climbing a tree and meeting all these people, and I'm, you know.
Yeah, I think that they have gone their separate ways romantically, but they still, like, do stuff together and hang out.
That must be what it is, because he's talking about it on the radio. So if you talk about it on the radio, that means it's fair game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I will say, my head's kind of exploding when I hear these things, because I've always known him to have a significant other.
I guess that's no longer the case.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
I think maybe it's been an on and off
thing. Did you guys
not
have the same thoughts in your head?
No, I don't really worry about his relationships.
He's making sure that that's the chair she's going to sit in.
Is that the videographer or whatever?
He wants to put another chair.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're going to do something a little different.
What are we doing?
Take a break now. And then when we come back, the mayor is going to sit in with us. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, will join us in studio here on The Fan.